very first Baal Turim in the Parsha makes an interesting comment in that the first three words, Vayikra El Moshe, happen to have the Rashi Tevos of Imo, Aleph, Mem, Vav. Kedarko, the Baal Turim, doesn't explain what the connection is, say for Vayikra, these three words in Imo. What is the relevance, what's the shaychus of Imo to Vayikra? If anything, I would think that the entire Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Taras Kohanim, has nothing to do with women. It's all about karbanos. Most men have nothing to do with it. It has to do with the Kohanim, in particular the male Kohanim. What types of avoda and karbanos that they have to bring. There is no connection at all to Imo, to a mother, in the Parsha, in the Sefer Vayikra. So what exactly is the remez that the Baal Turim is trying to teach us? The Vayikra El Moshe is the remez, the Rashi Tevos of Ima. So Rashi tells us in the beginning that the Lashon Vayikra is a Lashon of Chiba. The same exact language, the same exact word that the Malachim use up in Shemayim, the Kara, Zeel Zev Yomar. Lashon of Kara is a Lashon of Chiba, a Lashon of endearment, love, passion. When your mother calls you, it's a very different feeling that you experience from when your father calls you. Generally speaking, people speak more to their mother than to their father. The relationship with the father is something that's usually more practical. Advice, goals, accomplishments. The relationship with your mother is more of a relationship. It's love and chiba, emotion, sensitivity. Now, of course, it's not always this way. Some people are very close with the father in a special way, and the mothers could give advice. But from the Torah's perspective, the usage of mother and father, the imagery of the Torah, is that the mother represents the emotion, the heart, love, passion, chiba. A mother's constantly worried about her children. Racham evaka banah, always crying over her children, concerned what's going to be. More than the calf and child want to nurse, the mother wants to give and to nurse their children. There's a special bond between the mother and the child, a mother and son, a mother and daughter. And so we just finished Sefer Shmos. Read through all the psukim, the parshios, the Mishkan, Chuma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayaka, Pukude. And now the Mishkan's built and all ready. And our mother, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is oftentimes referred to Avinu Sheba Shemayim, sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to us, to Am Yisrael, in this case to Moshe Rabbeinu, as a mother. Vayikra El Moshe, from a perspective, from a bechin of Imo, as the mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to Moshe to come home. It's Pesach time, right around the corner. Everyone's mother wants their children home, married children home, grandchildren home. So the Mishkan's built, the Mishkan's complete, the Bayis is completed. Mommy's calling us home. Moshe, come inside, come hang out with me, come spend some time with me. Vayikra, Lashon of Chiba, Lashon of endearment. There's another Baal Turim that says in this very first pasuk, the letter Aleph appears five different times. And the five Alephs refer to the five, the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. The small Aleph of Vayikra refers to Bereishis, El Moshe refers to Shemos, Vayidaber Shem Elav refers to Vayikra. Why Elav? Elav to him. Elav, because Vayikra is very personal. The Netziv points out that while Sefer Bereishis was a creation of the world, the universe, Sefer Shmos was a creation of a nation. A small nation, but it was a nation. But Vayikra Elav, perhaps we could say, is getting more personal. The world is built, the nation and nations built, the house is built, the Mishkan is built, and now it becomes personal. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mother, our mother in Shemayim, wants to call us home. Vayikra El Moshe, a lashon of chiba. Vayikra Vayidaber Hashem Elav. Elav is safe for Vayikra, Elav to him. Very personal. And in turn, after seeing all the love of Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us, what he's done for us, a child, Moshe Beinu, the children, Am Yisrael, need to show that same love, that same chiba to our mother, that same passion for Torah and mitzvahs, that same chiba, that same zerizus. The Ben Ish Chai wants to know, how come throughout Sefer Vayikra, all the karbanos, there's such an obsession with dam and chalev, fat and bloods being thrown around the Mizbeach, around the Mishkan. And so the Ben Ish Chai explained based on a mashal. There's a particular merchant who went to the Beis Medrash to learn. He spent several hours learning the Beis Medrash, and in the meantime, a customer came to his store. He wanted to make a huge purchase. And his wife was left home at the store not knowing about selling. And she saw that she didn't know how to make a deal. And so the potential customer left and went to a competitor to make a big deal, to make a big purchase. And when the Babais came home and heard what happened, he started to scream at his wife, if this ever happens again, if a big customer comes to make a huge purchase, you better run to the Beis Medrash and tell me and let me know. We missed a great opportunity. Several days, several weeks pass, and the tax collector's coming around to collect taxes. And again, the husband, the merchant, the store owner was in the Beis Medrash learning. And when the wife saw the tax collector come to the store, she runs over to her husband in the Beis Medrash and interrupts. She says, hurry, there's someone coming to the house, hurry up. And when the husband saw who it was, he got so angry at the wife and said, Yushota, when a chashuv or customer comes to buy something, you don't call me. But now that the tax collector comes, you call me? Says the Ben Ish Chai, that's the inyan of mitzvahs. In order to be mekayim mitzvahs properly, has to be done with zrizus, with chamimus, with that passion and love, that lashon chiba. And when it comes to a low sasei, we have to have that atzlus, that laziness. And man oftentimes has it switched around, it's the opposite. That we run to do low sasei, we run to do averos. We have that zrizus and chamimus for averos. When it comes to mitzvahs, we're lazy. That was the mashal, that when it came to the tax collector, the averos, she ran to get him. She had that zerizus. When it came to making money, the schar mitzvah, she was lazy. The dam represents that passion, represents that love for mitzvahs, the chamimus and that zerizus. And the chela represents the laziness. The laziness. And sometimes we switch them around. So we're being mechaper, we're throwing all the blood and the chela on the mizbeach. Throughout all of Parshas Vayikra, throughout all of Sefer Vayikra, because we switch things around. We switch the dam and the chalev to the dam. The Gemara Nida tells us that there are three partners, there are Grimel Shutfin Ba'olam, when creating a child. There's the mother, the father, and then there's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mother represents dam, of course, and she infuses the child with everything that has red, the dam, the flesh, the hair. And the man represented by the white, the chalav or chalav, milk and fat, the whiteness, the laziness. It's the bones and the teeth and the eye. Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, infuses the child with the neshama. So the mother represents dam, that blood, that passion, that zrizus. Sefer Yikra is all about the mother. Our Amenu Shebashemayim, our mother in Shemayim, our mother who's calling us home, B'lashon Chiba, Vayikra Moshe, Vayidaber Shem Elav, to us, a personal invitation for us to come home, telling us how much she loves us, how much she wants us to see us, to come visit her, to bring her gifts, to bring karbanos, 3 times a year, all the Shlosh Regalim. When we sin, she still loves us to come back. Let's say for Vayikra, to remind us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and to remind us that in turn we have to show that same level of passion, that same dam, the dam imo, that zrizus and chamimus for Torah mitzvahs, ishbizocha, to see that time when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and we could see with our own eyes, and experience with our own bodies, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly loves us, that chiba, and to return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Gula Shema Mitas Meher Yameinu. Amen.